A few weeks ago, New York City opened the first safe injection sites in the country. These are public spaces where people can go to use drugs under medical supervision. Last year, more than 2,000 people died of drug overdoses in New York. That's the highest number since the city began keeping records 20 years ago. Public health officials say the new safe injection sites in New York are part of the city's strategy to bring down the number of fatal drug overdoses. Dr. David Choksi is New York City's Commissioner of Health and Mental Hygiene. He joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa.
These overdose prevention centers opened at the end of November. Are people who you are targeting, people who use illicit drugs, coming to take advantage of the sites?
Yes, they are. In just the first 2 weeks of operation, we've served over 300 people. And the staff there have averted overdoses at least 25 times. So
let me interrupt. Does that mean that people were overdosing within the site itself, but because there's a medical person there, the people are not overdosing?
That's exactly right. And that's the fundamental purpose of overdose prevention centers, is when an overdose is beginning, when people see that it is starting, people are able to get care immediately in a way that reverses the overdose and that saves lives.
By taking an overdose reversal drug.
That's right. There are a few different means to do it. Oxygen helps to ensure that people are able to breathe. And then naloxone is also used when the overdose needs to be reversed.
What is it like inside one of these facilities?
Well, I think the thing that strikes you first is that it is a clean, hygienic space that offers dignity for people. There are seats with mirrors on them so that people can be monitored, and there's medical equipment to be used when it's needed.
So people can use as long as they want when they're there. When you say that they're being monitored, is there any way they're being kept from overdosing in the first place before it happens, if it's going to happen?
Yes, there are many ways. And the fundamental purpose of the sites is to help people, to get them connected to care. This happens in a number of different ways, but it all roots in the trusted relationships that people who run the sites have with the clients that they're serving. You know, some of the ways are ensuring that people understand, for example, that fentanyl is more present in the drug supply, and there are ways to test drugs for fentanyl. Also, getting people connected into treatment, for example, buprenorphine treatment.
What if the person who's using doesn't want help, doesn't want to get treatment?
Well, you know, I'm a doctor and I've taken care of many patients with substance use disorders myself. And what I can tell you is that it's often a journey. It's not something that happens overnight for many people. But overdose prevention centers start by meeting people where they are and then linking them to the services that they need, whether it's medical care or social services like, you know, connections to housing.
How have those connections been made? Is that necessarily a part of the time when somebody is in one of these safe injection sites?
Yes. I mean, this is all co-located in the same site. So people can see a physician for HIV and hepatitis screening and also visit with a counselor or a caseworker who's able to help with their housing application. We have to recognize that these are whole people, and often addiction has affected, you know, many different domains of their lives.
Let me just ask you about this, though. How often is it that someone who is addicted and needs to use something immediately is going to spend any time talking with someone about housing or about rehab?
They do. And, you know, we're seeing it at overdose prevention centers. But we have to remember that although these are the first two publicly recognized overdose prevention centers in the United States, there are 100 overdose prevention centers operating across three continents, and we have 30 years of research on how they work. And so the model is well developed at this point, and it does find that we get people engaged into the services and then linked to that broader care.
I know it's early days yet. These just opened a few weeks ago at the end of November. But in the neighborhoods where they are, in Washington Heights, in East Harlem, have you been able to track whether or not some of the fears of some local residents have come true, that there be an increase in crime?
We have no evidence of that at this point, but it is early days, you know, so we have to follow this over, you know, the next several weeks and months. But again, we do have an existing evidence base, and what it has shown is that overdose prevention centers improve conditions in surrounding neighborhoods. They decrease public drug use, they reduce syringe litter in those neighborhoods, and they have neutral to improved effects on crime.
Dr. Dave Choksi is New York City Commissioner of Health and Mental Hygiene. Dr. Choksi, thank you.
Thank you so much, Lisa.